listening to The Activity Pod with Annette Jones and Mel Kettle, where we help you stay focused so you can get stuff done. In today's show, episode 22, we talk to Jonathan Doyle. We jump straight into this conversation without introducing him, so you should know that Jonathan is an author, a global speaker, motivator, life coach, and entrepreneur. He is also the founder of a successful globally focused media business that delivers weekly content to tens of thousands of people every year in areas such as staff development, personal well-being, and curriculum for the education sector. We talked to Jonathan about his unrepentant coffee addiction, getting clear on the life you want to build, and doing what you love. You can find this episode at theactivitypod.com/22. That's number 22. This is our third last episode, as we have mentioned over the last couple of weeks that we've decided to stop recording the Activity Pod so that we can focus on our other business efforts. If you haven't listened to all of our back catalogue, then now is a great time. However, right now, please settle in and listen to our conversation with Jonathan Doyle. Thank you.
Welcome to The Activity Pod, where your hosts, Annette Jones and Mel Kettle, talk accountability and focus on helping you get stuff done so you can gain greater freedom to choose what you want to from life. And now, here are your hosts, Annette and Mel.
Not yet.
What are you seeing? Are you seeing anything?
We're seeing your photo. Your still photo.
That's bizarre. I've selected audio video.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay. It says FaceTime HD camera. Well, just imagine George Clooney.
Okay.
It's much easier. All right. I feel like I know you so well because, believe it or not, I actually listened to your first episode at 4 a.m. this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was on a training ride. And I listened to the whole thing. And my only apology is that I listened to Annette's during the warm-up phase. And then Mel's, I got onto yours when I was starting to really hurt. So my recall's really strong on Annette's and pretty good on Mel's, but I hope there's not going to be a test.
Oh, no, there won't be. I can't remember what we said.
No. But you know the weird thing as I was listening to it is I've actually lived in Zimbabwe and in Bougainville.
Oh, really? Wow.
So I'm sitting there going, this is really weird.
Wow. So
I was in Zimbabwe in 1995, drinking professionally for Australia.
Okay.
And then Bougainville, when I was still in education, this was going back maybe a decade, I took a bunch of students to Bougainville on an immersion trip. So we spent about 3 weeks there, which was really cool.
Really?
Oh, wow. How interesting.
What did you think of it?
Oh, what a great question. The first night I was there, Karen, my wife, had come with me. We didn't have kids at that stage. And I thought, Karen and I are here. She's the only white woman for like 400 kilometres.
Yep.
And there's no police on the island.
Wow.
But it was great. Like we went to a school that had been a rehabilitation centre for it was for students who had completely missed education because of the conflict.
Yep.
So these guys were coming back into high school in their sort of 20s, and it was amazing, like an absolutely amazing life experience. We did some beautiful photography over there. People were wonderful.
Oh, wow.
The most memorable thing was we got invited to a church service, and they had a huge banquet there. And Karen's really polite. She's really sweet, and she's like, they wanted her to go first. There's tons of people there. She walks up to this first pot, and there's this huge foot of some kind of bird sticking out of it.
Oh, no.
And everyone's watching it. I go, hey, you go for it, darling. She's like, you first.
Oh, my goodness.
Did she talk to you for the rest of the night?
It was a strained conversation.
Oh, goodness. I mean, it's absolutely pristine up there. One of the things that I really wanted to do when I lived there was to learn to dive, but because of the conflict, that never happened. But yep. I have since learnt to dive, and I would love to go back there now because the diving up there was sensational. It was absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. We went off the coast once. They had those sort of outrigger canoes, and there was a strong sense of what's in the water.
Yeah.
What's in the water that's going to hurt me. But it was amazing. It's just such a great experience. I don't think I've got to fly back to Dallas in a few days, and luckily I'm not doing that on Air New Guinea, which was an interesting experience. Yes.
Leaves a lot to. Oh, you, did you ever fly Air Zimbabwe?
No, I think I was on British Airways on that one.
Oh,
so.
My goodness. I flew with them internally, and we got the plane was that old. It had one of those old.